Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, following a mid-morning briefing with public safety, public health, DPW, transportation, and power company officials, urged people to stay indoors during Tuesday morning, the time when the storm is expected to be at its most fierce.
Stay off the roads. Be home, be safe with your families, and make sure you check on your neighbors.
Sarno said weather forecasts are calling for Springfield to receive 18 inches of snow in just a 9-hour period between 1 a.m. and 10 a.m. Tuesday. At that snowfall rate and with winds blowing the snow into drifts, it will be impossible for snowplows to keep up, according to officials. The mayor implored city residents to follow the snow emergency parking rules that require alternate side of the street parking. He said if cars park on both sides of residential streets, it will be impossible in many places for the plows to get through.
So we need cooperation here. This is a long duration storm.
Total snowfall from the storm in western Massachusetts could be 30 inches by the time it stops snowing early Wednesday morning.
Cleanup operations again for DPW are going to run 24 hours after the storm has been done or completed.
The Springfield Parking Authority is offering free parking at its downtown garages beginning Monday night to encourage people to remove their cars from the streets. Officials said the garages have 3,000 spaces. The Pioneer Valley Transit Authority is suspending all service effective at 10 p.m. Monday. The bus service is planned to resume Wednesday. The city has 174 pieces of snow plowing equipment under contract to use during the storm, according to Springfield Department of Public Works Superintendent Chris Signoli.
What we hope to be able to do is to hit mains and residentials a number of times during the storm so that when we do get to your neighborhood, there's not 2 feet of snow on a street.
Signoli said it typically takes 16 hours to plow all the city's streets following a snowstorm, but he predicted it will take at least 24 hours after this storm is over before all the streets are cleaned.
It's going to be a lot of patience. Unfortunately, somebody is first and somebody is last. We do the city in 20 sections, so there is always the last street that gets done. Somebody is last, unfortunately.
Power outages are expected during the storm. Western Massachusetts Electric has pre-staged employees and materials in locations across its service area, according to spokesperson Priscilla Reese.
We have our own crews in place, including our line workers. We have tree crews that are in place. The company, meaning Northeast Utilities, has already contracted with other line workers from other states. So again, those line workers will be used as needed.
The Springfield Health and Human Services Department is ready to open an emergency shelter if needed. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.